Evan, what was this team's and your thoughts this morning when you guys here? You go Thursday without
Fran. I don't know. Ain't nobody say anything. We just listen to him talk. Nothing really has changed. He's just going to be there for the game, but he'll be a part of the preparation and everything. So I have the utmost respect for Coach Spruill. So I know he can get the job done, and it won't be any different, to be honest. You know, so.
What do you say to people that we've talked before, but they watch your coach from a distance? See, he gets pretty worked up at times, and they think, boy, what's it like? You must play for a maniac. Explain the player-coach relationship, if you could.
I get texts and stuff all the time back home asking how he is. and I just tell him it's not what it seems. You know, he's just a very emotional guy when it that loves basketball and loves us, you know, and I always tell them that. Like, he really isn't as crazy as he looks. Like, but, I love him a lot. He gets fired up sometimes, but most of the time it's not even really towards us in the sense of us individually, you know, it's as a team. Sometimes a guy just happens to be right in front of him, and that's who you think would be getting chewed out or whatever, but really it's as a whole. So I never have a problem with him when he's yelling or anything like that, so.
Is that motion what makes Fran Fran?
I think so, because he also can be a real laid-back guy also. I think, like you said, that's just his personality.
He's got a lot of different layers to him. I mean, at times he's professorial and relaxed and almost like sitting with a professor, and other times it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, he has a lot of different personas. But like he said, I think that's what makes him him. I think every coach has several different ones. I think the greats do that. I'm sure Coach K doesn't look as calm and cool like that all the time in practice. You know, every coach is different. So that's just how Fran decides to coach, and we've bought into that. And so far, we've been successful with that.
You said Sunday night that you felt as players you shouldn't have put him in that position in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
With now him not being available, how do you handle it going forward as far as Thursday's game is concerned, knowing that we're not going to have him?
It's the same. Like I told whoever asked it, it's just the same preparation. Nothing's going to change. He'll still be here. He just won't be there for that 40 minutes, you know. So, like I said, Coach Spruill has been a head coach before, and he's done it in the past when Fran is, like you and I, when he got ejected. So, it's nothing he's not used to, and it's nothing. I think we're old enough and more and mature enough to understand what needs to be done with or without him there, so.
Is it nice with all this craziness to have a basketball game and can we focus on the game and think away from all this?
I mean, to be honest, I haven't really been worried about it or been looking for it. I think it's more been for him in the media than it is for us. I don't really see what it has to do with us. So,
what do you know about Northwestern and obviously an important game to like, defend the home court and all that stuff against the Wildcats?
I know they got a good scorer, Drew Crawford, who's been there for 5 years. So, you know, guys like that, you definitely can't be lazy with and not pay attention to and look past. So we know they're a good team. And to be honest, up until last year, it was a team we struggled with. So we know we can't look past them. And like I said, every team in the Big Ten is a tough game. It doesn't matter home or away or who you're playing. It's going to be a tough game. So we're prepared with that mindset. And we'll try and take care of business come Thursday.
Steph, in the first half, you guys were really efficient with the ball. I think 7 assists on 15 baskets. And then in the second half, yeah, there was only 3 assists, so there was a lot of quick shots. What do you think caused that?
Them getting back into the game and guys feeling like we needed somebody to step up and make a play, you know, with the Texas, with them coming back, Ben getting hot, you know, guys felt like a play needed to be made. And sometimes that happens, you know. You got to learn from it and figure out what went wrong as far as how you were trying to make your play. And hopefully the next time you're in that position, you can make a better play.